Welcome to another episode of the Arm and Tom podcast. I know that it's been about 2 weeks, so welcome back. Last week I did a mega episode. You know, it just felt like it wasn't the right moment to make an episode, right? I typically release on Thursday, Fridays, so that would have meant that I would have been releasing an episode during the Memorial weekend, and I didn't think that it was the right thing to do. So I decided I was going to wait and take some time off and, you know, think about the hard times and the people that deserve to be memorialized or remembered during the that weekend. So because of that, I decided, you know what, I'm going to take some time off and then jump back on it next week. So here we are. And hopefully you guys, you know, had a good weekend and wasn't too hard remembering the people that gave all for this country. So, all right, jumping right back in. So this week, you know, I've been thinking about this, this episode since last week. And it kind of ties into what the last episode that I made 2 weeks ago, which, you know, it was TDY watches. And branching off from that, it was going to be summer watches. So, you know, I skipped a week and the guys over at Rich Cheese Radio beat me to it. And had their episode on summer watches before this one, because they released on Monday, so, or Tuesday, so, you know, hopefully they don't they don't get too mad that I'm jumping on it. But this week, I want to connect it to what that part that we talked about on my last episode when we were talking about TDY watches, and go ahead and keep going on that route and just go ahead and do summer watches. So summer watches this week. But before we get to that, let's talk a little bit about some watch releases that have happened this week and last week. And, you know, the first one is the Oris Holstein Edition 2023, which, you know, every year they release, and on their anniversary, they release a new version of a watch. This year is the 119th anniversary, so which is June 1st. So that was the day of this recording, which is Thursday, Thursday. So with that, they released this year an Oris Aquis purple dial, which, you know, talking about the Richie's Radio guys, they definitely nailed this when they were talking about this year. They felt like it was going to be the year of purple dials or purple watches, and we have seen quite a bit of purple watches come through. So with this one added to the group, I think this one honestly, from all the watches that have come out with purple added to them, I think this one is probably the best looking one. You know, it's the typical Oris Aquis. This is the 41.5 millimeter stainless steel, and it has a gray bezel with it's not a steel bezel, so it has color to it. It's a gray bezel, and it has a purple radiant dial. The combination of it looks pretty badass. I like it. I think it provides some. It's not screaming, you know, craziness all out. But it does provide some pretty good color. The back, the case back, is not a see-through case back. It has the Oris Bear on it, kind of like scuba diving. And it's the Oris Bear with a purple background, and it has a purple suit, I guess, is what you can call it, right? So with a scuba tank, and that's your case back. Again, it says Holstein edition on the top, 2023 in the bottom of that case back. It looks pretty good. I like it. Now, this is the 400 movement, which, you know, is the in-house movement for Auris. 5-day battery reserve. This 300 meters of water reserve, resistance, and it, you know, it's a special edition. It's 250 piece limited edition. So it's $4,300. Which, when you compare it to the typical Auris Aquas, is not an insane, crazy increase in price for an Auris Aquas with an in-house movement, the caliber 400. So I like it. I think it's a very summer watch, which it goes with what this episode is about. So I think it's pretty cool. Again, I'm a fan of Auris. And I don't know if you guys ever experienced the Auris Aquas, but the Auris Aquas is, you know, it wears a lot smaller than what the diameter is, right? The lug to lug on these watches is crazy, because the way it is, right, it's kind of like an integrated bracelet. It's not integrated, but it angles down into the bracelet, and I don't know, it's the way it's made, it wears a lot smaller. So having this watch being a 41.5, I'm probably gonna wear like a 39.5. Okay, so it's gonna wear a lot smaller. Great caliber, great looking watch, so I'm excited for this one. I mean, I'm not gonna drop $4,300 for the watch. It's probably gonna be hard to get anyway, but if you were looking for something off, you know, off the beaten path, this is it. This great watch. It looks pretty good. I like it. I think it's a good release. So yeah, I mean, it goes with what Auris does, you know. They do pretty good colors, pretty good, you know, watches overall. Their quality is great, so I like it. All right, moving on from the Auris Holstein edition. Now, the next one is Tag Heuer. Tag Heuer released a Monaco on a skeleton version. Yeah. You know, first I'm going to tell you what I like. I'm not a chronograph person. I'm not a chronograph guy, but if I was going to get a chronograph, I prefer the bi-compass ones. I prefer the, you know, dual sub-dials as opposed to three. And this meets that. I think that the way it's made, it provides a lot of legibility, even though it's a skeleton, which is a weird thing, right? One of the things that I don't like about skeleton watches is that they kind of tend to be really hard to read. This one is not. This one is pretty easy to read. Has a pretty good legibility. You know, loom. I mean, what can you expect of a skeletonized, you know, watch? I don't think no one expected a lot of loom. But it, you know, it's okay. They provided, this watch comes in blue and black. The black has red accent all throughout the dial. The blue also has red accents. So the main colors is what changes. I think it works. I think the Tag Heuer, yeah, I mean, this is $10,750. I don't know if I would pay $10,000 for Tag Heuer Monaco, but I think it works, right? I think it's a good looking watch. It's different. It's readable. The thing is, it's not fully skeletonized, right? It's not like those crazy skeletonized watches. So it doesn't look too extravagant. It doesn't look too crazy. I mean, titanium gray 2Ks. So it has some, you know, good characteristics to it. Pretty cool watch. Let's see. It's a square watch, so this is a 39 millimeter watch, which, as a square watch, it's I don't know. It's kind of hard to say. Or compare it to something, but I feel like that's probably about the right size for a square watch. I don't think any bigger than that would be a little too big. It's a fixed bezel titanium. I mean, it's square, so I don't think you're rotating anything. 100 meters of water resistance, and again, titanium grade too. So it comes with a rubber strap, or a leather strap. So it comes with both rubber strap and leather strap, folding clasp, and it's sandblasted. So caliber is a Hoyer 2 automatic, 28.8, 4 hertz, in-house movement. So power reserve is 80 hours. Again, I think this is a watch that works for Tag Heuer. I think it's a good watch, but I'm not going to drop $10,000 for this watch, right? If I was going to drop $10,000 for a watch right now, we'll go get the Grand Seiko Evolution 9 Diver in blue that they just released. And that's just me. I mean, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, for people that are into race cars and you know, Tag and stuff like that, this is a watch that I think works. So not a bad release. Now, moving on. The next watch, all right, look, this one I'm gonna bring it up. Not going to talk too much about it, but is the AP Spider-Man. Look, I don't pay too much attention to AP. I think that, you know, AP has some amazing, you know, history and credibility in what they do, but I don't think AP is a watch that I will buy, not at the moment. And honestly, I'm not an AP fan. But top of that, I don't feel like a lot of the people that is going to listen to my podcast or you know, I'm talking to when I'm recording this podcast is going to be interested on an AP or buying an AP. So that's with the regular APs. So with the Spider-Man or Black Panther or whatever, I think this is a watch that probably LeBron James is going to buy. And that's pretty much it, right? People, the famous people that want to have a watch that makes a statement when they were walking in the red carpet that the person on behind the mic is going to ask him about, you know, or the Hodinkee is going to ask them about when they do an episode with them. You know, I don't, is it cool? Sure. It's not something that I pay attention to too much. I don't think that's the course of action that you should have taken, that, you know, but it is what it is. I don't think that they care about my opinion. I just don't see the appeal of an AP Spider-Man. I think the AP, you know, makes a great bracelet, and these watches are basically on the Marvel line, don't come with a bracelet. So I don't know. You know, one of the main points for an AP is a bracelet. You know, I think they unmatch on those bracelets. So, but it is what it is, you know, not something that I'm going to run out to get, you know, so it is what it is. Now, Breitling. Breitling re-release, I guess you can say, AVI, whatever you want to call it, but in 42 millimeters. So this is a watch that they had already before. It was a little too big, and then they made it on a side that I still think is a little too big. Now, 42, I think, is a way better size than they had before, because this is oriented and, modeled behind airplanes. So this is, I guess, a pilot's watch, right? Or a pilot chronograph, which in that case you need legibility, you need, being able to glance to at it and tell the time and tell what is marking or timing. So I think that, if you are looking for that, 42 millimeters is not bad. This is $5,800, so I think it can work. I mean, it's not a bad looking watch. Is you know, it has a 12-hour bezel, steel bezel, is a chronograph, tri-compass. It has, the pushers on the right with the crown. You can get it on, let's see, they have the Curtiss Warhawk, which is green dial, white sub-dials with, and the green is not like a vibrant green, it's kind of like a military green. So pretty cool looking, or pretty good looking watch. You have the blue dial, which it also has blue sub-dials. So every single detail on that watch is white. On the Curtiss Warhawk, which is the military green dial, has the white sub-dials with white numerals, but one of the sub-dials has red lines inside, so it gives you a little bit of pop of color. On the blue dial is all blue and white, nothing else, no other colors, nothing else. That one is a tribute to Vought F4U Corsair. And then you have the Mosquito, which the Mosquito is stainless steel bracelet, $6,200, and this one is black and white with red outline on the hour and minute hands. So on this one, you get a little bit more of a red pop of color. Honestly, I think the best looking one, and on that one, on the Mosquito one, the bezel is not steel, it's black. Okay. So, but honestly, what I was gonna say is that my favorite of the three, is the Curtiss Warhawk, which is the green, military green, or muted green, dial with the white sub dials. I think that's the best looking one. $5,800. I don't think it's a bad price. I know a lot of people have their opinion on Breitling, but I think this is a good looking watch. For pilots, I think the 42 millimeter size works. For me, I think it's a little too big. Let's see. They have a couple of straps available and stuff like that. Like it comes with a brown leather strap. You can change it for a black calfskin leather strap. So there's some choices there. There's a Mustang version, which I think that one is on pre-order only right now, but I think that one must be precious metal because it's $19,000, but let's stay away from that one for right now. So the thickness of this is 14.7 millimeters, 48-hour power reserve, 100 meters of water resistance, stainless steel case. I wish, let's see, so 48 millimeters lug to lug. That's not horrendous, man. That's not horrendous, actually. So I think that, I think lug to lug is definitely the way to measure what the watch probably is gonna more realistically gonna look like on your wrist. But I don't think that's that bad for a 42 millimeter watch. I don't think a 48 millimeter lug to lug is too bad. I don't think I can pull it off, but I think that for people that have a little bit bigger of a wrist, might be able to pull it off, and is gonna look pretty good. Is a 22 lug, man, 22 lug size for straps. I don't know how I feel about that, but it is what it is. It is what it is. All right, moving on. So, probably my favorite release, which is gonna tie me into the our or my subject this week, is Zodiac release a Super Seawolf compression. And this one is straight up summer colors. All right, this is blue dial with orange, inner track wheel, and hint, like, there is orange all in this watch. The minute hand is orange, the hour markers, or has a outline in orange. The bezel have the markers in orange. The timing portion of the diving bezel is orange. The dial is silver, and I think this screams summer watch. This screams summer watch. Okay, so as much, this probably screams summer watch as much as UAV pilots scream that they are real pilots. So, this is a really summery watch. I think, Zodiac probably makes the best color watches out there when it comes to I don't know, just utilizing color, period. Right now I think that's probably their signature. I don't think anyone does it better than them, and anything they do work. I don't know, how they come up with this color matches. I have no idea. It's almost like how the military comes up with money, but it comes out of nowhere, right? So they this is my favorite release from the past week or two, period. Jubilee style bracelet, no display case back. This is the typical Super Seawolf compression diver, but the color scheme on this is amazing. This is a 40 millimeter watch, 20 millimeter for the straps or the bracelet. This is 200 meters of water resistance. It's just amazing. In-house movement, because they use the STP movement, however you feel about it, but that's what they use. Loom, typical of a Zodiac. And again, this is an amazing release. They nailed it. This is $1,595, so about $1,595. I think is a great price for it. Yeah, I mean, great watch. And this watch really came after I had decided to talk about summer watches, but there's no perfect example of a summer watch than this. So that's gonna be my first summer watch that I'm gonna talk about. All right, so before we start, last episode I named it going TDY to Dream Bahamas and Clap Osamas, and I think a lot of people didn't understand what the subject was about. So I don't know what to tell you, but This week we're going full drinking Bahamas, and it's gonna be summer watches. And I think, you know, when I think about summer watches, I don't know about you guys, but I think color, right? A lot of color, pops of color. And sometimes it doesn't have to be specifically a mashup of colors, but maybe a subtle pop of color. Maybe it's just one color, but it's a different color that normally is not seen in watches, or something very funky. I don't know, something that you will see maybe Scarface wearing in Miami, strolling down Miami, or, you know, a dad wearing in the pool with his kids, you know. So it is a big range out there, a big range. Okay. So, but this I think is a great way to merge into that subject, and is the you know, for the summer watches, is that Zodiac Super Seawolf compression. I think great example of it. It gives you pop of color on the bezel. It gives you pop of color all around throughout the watch, you know, for the orange. I think that you're wearing this watch is not going to go under the radar. So I think this is a great example for it. So yeah, I think it's probably my favorite too from the whole list. So let's keep going. Watch number two. Now for this one, I think I'm going to go back to Oris. But I'm not going to talk about the Holstein edition. I think purple is great, very summery. But when I think about the Aquas watches from Oris, I think a very summer watch is the blue that they have on the Aquas, right? It's a blue dial, blue bezel. It's a great, great example of a summer watch. And this one is available in the Caliber 400 or the older, you know, non-Caliber 400 watch. So with that, you get difference in prices, right? Now, I'm going to go with the cheapest one. So I'm going to do the non-Caliber 400, and I'm going to go ahead for the Aquas Date 39 and a half. So remember, I told you already, this watch is worth smaller. So a 39 and a half is probably going to wear like a 38 flat watch. And this is, again, kind of like that gray bezel that I was telling you about with the Holstein edition. It's kind of like a dark gray. But this one has a radiant blue dial, and it's hard to describe the blue that it has, because this is, man, it's not a dark blue, it's not a light blue, but the blue is perfect. It gives you the right pop of color for summer. Because it's not the in-house movement, this is $2,300. And I'm going to tell you right now, I know that in the military, when we go to schools, they tend to give you a foot stump when they're going to give you something to pay attention to. There is no foot stump here. The room that I'm in has carpet, and I don't think the foot stump will come through the mic very well. So I'm tapping on the mic for those of you that didn't get it, but that's my foot stump. If you wait, if you're patient enough, right, and wait, and pay attention to AFIs online, not in the stores. I never seen them on stores, but AFIs sells Oris online. And typically you're going to get probably anywhere between $70 to $100 and something off from the price. But if you wait and just watch it on AFIs every now and then, AFIS puts Oris on sale, and they'll give you $400, $500 off the price. When I bought my Oris, I bought it through AFIS, and I saved $500. So if you're interested in this watch, I would say foot stomp again. Go through AFIS, be patient, monitor the prices, And you can get this watch probably for around $1,700, $1,800. Brand new. It comes from Oris. It doesn't come from AFEES. They just, the middleman. And it is, you can't beat that price, right? Now, if you're going to do that, Oris have, through AFEES, they have pretty much every watch, including the Caliber 400, and it has every single color out there. So, for Oris, really, they have a lot of color, a lot of, you know, watches that would be great for summer watches. I just happen to like this one. If you want to go into the Caliber 400, you're going to have the green bezel with the green dial. You're going to have the blue bezel with the black dial. You're going to have the red, the cherry, which is the red dial with steel bezel. All black if you want all black. But again, we're talking about summer, so we're going to add some color to it, right? Again, this is a great, and you get all sizes. You get the 43 millimeter, you get the 41 millimeter, and you can get the 39 millimeter. So that's an amazing offering that you probably cannot get anywhere else, because it's not, it's, you know, you're not going to get this $500 off from an AD, right? So, again, pay attention to it if you're interested in Oris, and, yeah. I mean, I think they make great summer watches. And, you know, I'm going to give you an alibi. Another watch from Oris that I think is a great summer watch is the Pro Pilot X that they released last year. Okay. The Pro Pilot X has that salmon color, the blue color, and it has that green Kurtman edition that I don't love. But, those three colors are very summer. So I think that's another option from Oris that would give you pretty good, how you call it? Summer vibes, summer, you know, watch, type of thing. So for the Pro Pilot, that's the watch that I used to have. I used to have a Pro Pilot, not the Pro Pilot X, but the Pro Pilot. And before they came up with this one with the Caliber 400 and all that stuff. I love the watch. I'm a diver type of watch. I moved that watch a little while ago, but super comfortable. Oris makes a great product. You know, it's, again, amazing watch. So, I don't know. Keep an eye for it. I think that's a good option right there. And moving on. Now, I'll be remiss. People will yell at me, and probably I will be put in the same category as S1 in the Army. You know, I think that, I got the perfect one. If I don't mention this brand, people are going to clump me with CIF. They're going to say, I'm just like CIF. if you're military and you don't know what I'm talking about, there is some issues, okay? CIF is probably the most hated organization in the military. And, in the Army for sure. So if I don't mention this brand, they're going to clump me or categorize me as the CIF podcast. You know? So Seiko has probably the biggest amount, the biggest family of products, I guess, when it comes to choices for summer watches. And this, you know, is non-disputed. I don't think anyone has as many watches that can be considered summer watches as Seiko, maybe Zodiac, okay? But the watch that I'm choosing is probably going to be a little, contentious, I guess. Or it's going to cause some, you know, people might not agree too much. But you know, one of the things that I wanted to do was not choose the same watches that everyone else just chooses, right? A lot of times what we're going to think about when we think about watches for summer, we're going to think divers. So obviously I gave you the Oris Aquas and I gave you the Zodiac, which are two divers right there. But I also mentioned the Pro Pilot, which is not a diver. And I think that's a great summer watch. You know, I think 100 meters of water resistance is great. But you might not like the ocean. You might not like the pool. So just because it's summer doesn't mean that you're going to be doing those things. You might be, you know, doing something else. So a great watch, I think, for summer, I'm going to pick the Seiko 5 GMTs, specifically the SSK-005. Dude, this watch, if you buy it straight from Seiko, is going to be $475. But who does that? You know, go to a department store, get you, you know, you can find this watch probably for about, when I bought it, it was brand new, just came out, and I paid $375, you know. So you can find this watch for probably $250, maybe $300. So again, the SSK-005 is from the Seiko 5 GMTs that came out about last summer. I think it, you know, it's a great option. This is the orange dial. So if you're in your car and you can't Google it, this is the orange dial Seiko 5 GMT that is kind of radiant on the dial. And the bezel is black on the top, gray at the bottom. But every single number for the 24-hour markers is orange. Okay. So the hands have orange outlines. So this to me was like last year's summer watch. And I think it's still relevant for this year. I think it's a great watch. I think it's cheap. You know, I mean, it's not cheap. It's still $475. It's still, if you buy it at $300, it's still $300. But I think this is a great representation of what Seiko can do at this price point that no one else can do. So, you know, this got it. This is an office GMT. It's not a true GMT. It doesn't fucking matter. Okay. So, you know, what you get for this watch, you're not going to get at this price point from no one else. And, you know, I have this watch. I don't have the SSK-005. I have the SSK-001, which is the black dial. But I love it. This is an amazing watch. This is a great watch. It's way better than it should be for the price that it is. So, again, I think this is a great example for a summer watch. Low price on the lower end. And it provides, you know, great pop of color and that stuff. So now another thing is the wear of this watch is amazing. Okay, this is a 42.5 millimeter watch, but it probably wears like a 40 millimeter flat. This is Seiko work at best. You know, this watch is amazing when it comes to the wear on the wrist, the presses on the wrist. So great watch, I think is amazing. A great example for a summer watch. And, you know, I mean, it's a Seiko. You know, you're not going to be afraid of going and drinking Bahamas until you can't walk anymore and bang this watch around while you're on vacation, you know. So, which 100% is what soldiers do. You know, so, you know, great option. Now, for my next pick, and on this one, I think this one I'm gonna aim for the people that want smaller cases, smaller watches. I know it's a trend lately, watches have been going down in size, so there's a lot of people that are interested in smaller sizes. And at the same time, it's from a micro brand. So what do you think it is? Well, this one is a Notice Unity. And this one came not too long ago, $700. And as of right now, is on blue and pink. Okay. Which they call it the Topaz. I'm ESL. So Topaz Blue and Blossom Pink. Okay. So now, everyone knows I'm a big fan of Notice. This is not a you know, a secret. I'm the worst secret keeper. If it was supposed to be a secret, you know, I cannot be us too. But this is not a secret. I love Notice. I think Notice provides one of the best products out there for the price that they're providing. I said it before, I'm gonna say it again. I don't know how they make money. You know, maybe they are like the government and just survive without having to make money. But you know, I mean, this is a great example of a watch that's not a diver. You can wear on your everyday, you know, during the summer, and it's gonna be an amazing watch. You know, it's gonna be a talking, it's gonna start conversations, period. It's great product, great quality, and you know, there's something new from Notice that we haven't seen before. So, again, blue, pink, either way, I think they're great watches, great colors, the way they executed those colors. Now, the dial has texture to it. You know, it looks, when you read the description of it, right? They say, it's kind of like the colors of a flower petal, but it looks like the bark of a tree or the iris of a human eye. I agree with the part that says the iris of a human eye. The texture on this dial, it's kind of like you're looking at a macro level, the iris of the eye. It looks amazing. I mean, the detail on this dial is amazing. Notice keeps hitting, you know, home runs with these watches. Now, this is a watch that is small. Again, you know, the diameter of this is 36 and a half millimeters, 11.3 millimeters of thickness, 43 millimeters lug to lug. So, you know, this is a smaller watch, period. You know, but you know, great lume, great color. The bezel is smooth, bezel, sapphire, and it's the same color as the dial. So on the blue is blue, on the pink is pink. You got the Notice stamp crown, no display case back. It has the kind of like infinity symbol in the middle of the case back. The best thing is, this is the oyster kind of, it's not an oyster style bracelet. This is the bracelet that they utilize in other watches before. This version of the bracelet that they're using on this watch is my favorite from Notice. It's extremely comfortable, extremely good, and they're pairing it with the Nodex clasp, which, you know, to me is an amazing clasp. This one, you know, opposite to what you see on the Deep, that is all matte. This one is brushed in the middle, and then it's a really nice finish on the sides, on both sides of that clasp. So you get a really good differentiation on this clasp from others. It is very very polished on the sides and very brushed in the middle. So again, Notice clasps is, you know, amazing. I love it. And on top of that, this is a very innovative watch as a whole. So one of the things that I love the most is how much they taper their bracelets, and this is no different. It goes from 20 millimeters to 60 millimeter taper. You know, again, proprietary Nodex clasp, which, again, I don't know how they make money, but you know, that's their secret. Super Luminova, grade A, lume, great lume, and this is overall a great watch. You know, movement is a Miyota 9015 automatic caliber, so plus minus 8 seconds per day, and this is regulated by Notice, 41 hours of power reserve. Again, in the past, I have touted how much I love Notice, and I have mentioned that their movements are regulated very well and surpasses the quality that I imagine I would get from a micro brand. And again, I'm between Notice and Sanguin. I think they're breaking the game when it comes to micro brands. So, but this is a great summer watch. You know, it's 150 meters of water resistance, so this is not a diver. at all. But 150 meters of water resistance is a great rate, in, you know, for everyday life. So, you know, I think this is going to meet those desk divers, you know, specifications that we need for those of us that are not, you know, professional divers. So we don't have to worry about it. So great choice. Now, for my last pick, I think this one, I don't know if this is a considered micro brand or not, but I think this is a brand that is not very known. And again, like I said, I wanted to pick watches that are not the same all the time. And is the Ferrer, Ferrer as a brand per se, they have an insane amount of color in their watches. It's kind of like the British Zodiac, but Zodiac is better. You know, Ferrer has some color in their watches. I think they've been doing some great stuff. I don't see them as a watch that is copying really anyone. Very different style of watches. This is the Aquamatics, more specifically. So Ferrer Aquamatics is kind of like their divers. So we're going back into diving watches. And, you know, they have an insane variety of colors. And this year, they just revamped the colors of the Aquamatics. So it's new colors that weren't there from before. And there's a British brand. I've been a fan for a while. I just think these are very screaming watches. So this is not going to go, you know, cool as an undercover watch, because this is not an undercover watch episode. You know, so this is straight up yelling summer, kind of like when we were talking about Zodiac latest release being a, you know, screaming summer watch. This is the same. This is screaming summer. This is not a watch that you're going to walk by someone, they're not going to notice. They're going to notice that watch on your wrist. Okay. So they have a version that is white, basically all white, white dial, white bezel, but every single accent is red, and it's insanely red. Okay. Minute and hour hands, second hand, like bright red. The minute and the second and the hours are white, but outline in thick red outlines. All the markers for the hours are white with red outlines, and the bezel has red numbers with red lines and red outlines. It's just, and the red is not subtle. It is bright. Okay. So then they have one that is kind of like, I don't know. It's kind of like a raspberry color on the bezel. And then the strap is kind of the same color. And then it's like mint color dial with blue outlines in the dial and the markers and the hour hand and the minute hand. I mean, this is, again, very summer. My favorite, though, is the Thorso version, which is kind of like... I don't know, like, what would I call this color? It's not, I don't know. It's, man, this is a hard color palette to identify, but kind of like silverish white dial, really minty blue, markers for the hours and the hands, but they're outlined by this aqua color, and the bezel is the same, and the strap is the same. So with a yellow arrow at the 12 o'clock and the bezel, and this has like an orange minute track in the dial, and the outside of the dial. The combination of this ones work really well, and that's my favorite. And again, this is Ferrer prices it at $1,050, but you know, with this, the crazy thing about Ferrer is you get a rubber strap. You get a teal. That's the color I was looking for. Gosh damn. So the strap and the blue color of the bezel is teal, okay? But it comes with it with a the same color, teal color rubber strap. It comes with an orange NATO, and it comes with a steel bracelet. So you got everything that you can wear. I mean, you can buy this watch for $1,000 and you get a diver that is 200 meters of water resistance, automatic. It has the day and the date. And you get every single strap that you can, so you can jump in the Anti-Watch Watch Club Facebook page and angry everyone, every single group, a different day. So you can wear the bracelet one day and anger all the anti-bracelet boys, and then you can do NATO and anger everyone that don't like NATO, and then do the rubber and anger everyone else, okay? Or not, because it seems to be, the argument seems to be a NATO and bracelet. So with this, you can do that. Now, this one, let's see. Let's see the movement. This is a Sellita movement, Sellita 220 movement, 28.8, 4 hertz, you know, 26 joules, self-winding mechanism, 41 hour fully reserve, power reserve. So not a bad movement. So, you know, 38 and a half millimeter case diameter, 45 lug to lug. So this is probably going to wear a little bit bigger. You know, the Seiko that I was telling you about that is 42 and a half is 45.3, if I remember correctly, lug to lug. So this is probably going to wear similar to that one on the wrist. So yeah, now the stainless steel, you know, brush finish, 120 click bezel. So I think Ferrer does just really fun watches, this quick release straps. So British brand, but I think they do pretty fun watches. And you know, for the summer, I think this speaks summer very much. So you know, this is a great choice. Now, before I close out, I think that if you're looking for a little bit more of a high-end watch, I'm gonna mention the Seamaster Professional White Dial, right? The Great White that I have. You know, I think when you're talking about a little bit more pricer options, and you're talking about a little bit more on the you know, luxury side, I think that watch is a great example of a summer watch. You know, that white dial, and I told this before, it's crazy when you look at it straight, it looks kind of like porcelain white, but when you're looking at it at an angle, it looks kind of like steel white, and there is a difference, right? The shine to it is different. It's crazy. And you know, it's such a bright white, very much summer. I think is a great option for the summer if you're looking for a little bit of a pricier option. But I'll tell you this, I'm gonna foot stomp again. If you're looking for an Omega, pay attention and be patient to AFIS, because they will put them in there every now and then, and they will discount them. Okay, I'm gonna tell you right now, you can save over $1,000 if you wait it out correctly and wait for the right price on AFIS. Okay, I'm not telling you what to do, but I'm telling you, you know, I'm leaving proof that it can happen. Okay, so it's a great option. You know, it's a great watch, great movement, 8800 movement from Omega. So it's a great watch that you're not gonna, you know, regret buying. So great watch, great option, and I wanted to mention it before, you know, closing out the episode. So yeah, this week I told you guys, you know, I hope the Rich Cheese boys don't get mad that I jumped on the summer watches bandwagon. a little bit after them. But you know, I wanted to talk about summer watches connected to the last episode, that it was TDY watches, and I just didn't want to do an episode last week. Okay, so I think it was more respectful this way. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. I wanted to do this summer watch thing, but a little bit different. I didn't want to pick the same watches that everyone is picking or will pick throughout summer when they do their episodes about summer watches. You know, I wanted to include divers because I think that's probably the bulk of what we think of when we think summer watches. But I didn't want to just include, you know, dive watches. So some great options out there that we covered. You know, we cover the Oris Pro Pilot, we cover the Oris Aquas, you know, the Omega Seamaster, the Great White, Ferrer making some great examples of with the Aquamatics of summer watches, Zodiac being probably the lead on summer watches, you know. So, you know, we covered some good watches out there. Seiko with the SSK 005 or 007, which is the orange dial. Yeah, 005. Orange dial, which I think is still a great option this summer when it comes to that. So I also wanted to, the watches that I mentioned, wanted them to be more recent, you know, not something extremely old or, you know, a concept that might come out later. I wanted to include something that it was already in the market and it was probably within the last 2 years. So, you know, hopefully you guys enjoyed it. This is going to be a series if you haven't noticed it yet. So we did TDY. Then we did, which that one was GMT watches for, like, you know, vacationing or going into training and stuff like that. This one is summer watches, which is pretty self-explanatory for those going on block leave. And for the next one, I'm thinking pilot watches. So I'm going to do some research. I don't want to include the same pilot watches that everyone includes. So we'll see, maybe some surprises there. So hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Sorry for not making an episode last week. And, hopefully this one made up for it, even though it was me by myself. So, but also stay tuned because, you know, for those of you cheese lovers, there might be some stuff coming up. And that's all I'm going to say. All right. Hopefully you guys enjoy the episode and see you guys next week. Hasta luego.